The court says internet blocking technology required by the Children's Internet Protection Act doesn't violate free speech. The justices say libraries can disable filters for patrons who request it. But an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says people may be too embarrassed to ask. In addition, Kevin Bankston says the ruling hurts people who can least afford it.
Libraries in affluent communities that don't need the money and don't have to install filters are the same communities where most people already have computers in the home. While the libraries that need this money in poorer communities and will be forced to install these filters and thereby make researching certain topics very difficult for people are in the communities where people really depend on libraries to get that information.
Some libraries in La Crosse County get internet access through local school districts. That means access is already filtered. County Library Director Chris McArdle-Rojo says people requesting access could be a problem.
Public internet access that we provide is already very staff intensive as far as making sure people get on and maintain their time limits, and we give everybody a chance to get on and off. And, you know, now to have to be worrying about turning filters on and off is probably going to be the change for us.
In the city of La Crosse, Library Director Kelly Krieg-Sigmund says the city won't be getting federal dollars next year. Krieg-Sigmund says library computers have no filters and there's no plan to use them.
Personally, I am of the opinion that there are many, many resources out there that are every bit as good as the internet, including, dare I say it, the printed word.
Both the county and city libraries already have strict policies prohibiting patrons from visiting inappropriate sites. They're based on what's offensive in a public place, and a few people have lost internet privileges at the libraries for violating the policy. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.